This is Afternoons with Joe Laverty
on 891 ABC Radio.
There are a suite of changes coming into effect week which will change how you cross the European borders. Max Najar is from Axis Travel. Max, thanks for joining us. First of all, what are these changes coming in next week?
Yeah, look, there's some big changes and you'll need to get an entry permit. It's actually not a visa. It's an entry permit, entry and exit permit, EES it's called. And if you get that, you actually arrive. Say, for example, you arrive into Paris, you'll be arriving and they'll take your fingerprint, they'll take your passport copy, and they'll also take your iris test of your eyes to enter, for example, Paris. When you arrive there, you can have a maximum stay in Australian New Zealand passport of 90 days. That's 90 days. And then you can travel across about 29 countries in the European Shenzhen area. And that's all you need to do. And when you exit, say, for example, you arrive in Paris and leave Paris, or arrive in Paris and leave, say, Frankfurt, they'll actually ask you to show your ID again. It's already been pre-recorded in Paris. No free, no fee, no cost, and it applies to everybody, including children and infants. Not all European countries have got the technology or the equipment in place yet.
Oh, dear. So is the eye test even for infants?
Absolutely. Everybody gets their photograph done, and the infants, and it applies to everybody, no matter what age group, under the 12, over aged and stuff like that. Everyone's going to get it. But the good thing about it is the kids are going to be a lot faster. So anybody under the age of 12, they're still going to ask you for ID for every human that leaves. And that's going to be the problem, because I think you'll find it's say 2 to 3 minutes is what they're envisaging to do that per human, but I reckon it's going to take longer.
Yeah. And the eye print, I don't know, Max, you've probably seen a little baby try and get their passport photo taken, but it is hard work getting the little baby to look in the right direction. I don't know how it's going to be getting the eye print.
I think the thing is they're going to probably just do something really simple like a photograph and not do the actual iris, which is a difference, you know what I mean? It's just that. But that's going to be taking place. I don't want to be a devil's advocate, but I think I'll just say that I don't think it's going to be as smooth, as seamless as they say. I'm just talking to you about airports. It's going to apply for ports, of course, such as the cruises. It's also going to apply if you're taking a rental car and you're driving from Frankfurt to Paris, for example. When you arrive into the border, they'll ask you for the same thing. Do they have the technology in place? No. And I've been doing this for a long time, 4 decades plus, and we've already spoken to our cohorts, our travel agencies in Europe, and a lot of them don't even have the physical equipment to do what I've just said they're going to try and do. Airports, I believe, you'll finally get first priority of the equipment and the software. Then it'll be the ports, and then it'll be the land crossings. But do expect delays. Do expect to place at least 5 or 6 minutes per person extra to arrive into a country to do all of these formalities for the EES. Again, free of charge. You cannot apply for it online in Australia. You physically have to arrive into the port of arrival first and take it from there. It's valid for 3 years too, Joe, which is good. So you don't have to do it again and again. The next time you go through, you just have to scan your passport and off you go.
Okay. And the EES, entry exit permit. And what about if you're on a train traveling across borders?
Same
what happens
again?
Then?
Look, the good train stations, I've noticed the ones in Paris, they reckon most of the ones in Paris, Frankfurt, Berlin, most of the main central railway stations, Amsterdam and so on, are already ready to go, which is good. They've got the terminals all there to go. They have backup human staff in case the terminals or the kiosks don't work. So most of the main train stations are doing well. Southampton's okay. Venice is okay. So a lot of those major ports of call for cruises are also okay as we talk. And it is up to each individual country to make sure their equipment is up and running. But the big backup we've been told is going to take place. They will have human staff standing around the kiosks and the entry ports to make sure if things go wrong or there's a delay, they can actually help you out. So that's the EES. There's two other visas that are coming into play too, Joe, and it's next year, autumn 2026, the ETIAS. That's the ETIAS. That's called the European Travel Information Authorization System. Long word, It's a visa.
Right.
If you're going to the Shenzhen 29 countries next year, it's supposed to have started 2 years ago. That's going to come into play next year at about 40 to 50 Australian dollars per person. It's a visa to enter the 29 Shenzhen countries, which is most of Central Europe, by the way. And then you'll need to get a visa in about, say, autumn their time next year. Yeah. And that's going to take place, we hope, by the end of next year.
891 ABC Radio, Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill. This is Max Nasia from Access Travel. My name is Joe Laverty on your afternoon's program. Why are these changes coming in, Max?
Controls for Interpol, controls for stolen false passports, frauds and so on. They're going to share the information worldwide. Don't think it's just going to, say, arrive into Paris. It's going to happen. They're not. They're sharing this information worldwide for the United States, all the Shenzhen countries, Australia, New Zealand. It's part of a security pact worldwide they've all signed off on. And that's really what it's going to be all about. It's sharing that information and so on. They're saying it's encrypted. Once they get the information, it will never be shared worldwide. But I believe you've got to default to what's happening to Optus and Qantas. I don't really know if that's going to stand, you know, in the cloud as secure as they say. Again, I'm not trying to be nasty about it, but I do not have a 100% belief in technology. I still think it's still there, Joe, and you've got to be careful. And if I can just mention, there's an ETA, which is Electronic Travel Authorization for the United Kingdom. That's already in play. So if you're going to London next week, you need to apply for an ETA online. Very simple. And that's to get into the United Kingdom, and it's around about 33.0 Australian dollars to do that. Don't forget that to go to the UK. You must get that visa.
There must be some concerns about having your biometrics taken, your eye prints,
yes,
your fingerprints, and so on,
yes,
and it being just shared with everybody.
Yes, and I'm not going to argue against that, Joe. Yep. I've seen so many things happen worldwide where they guarantee, the government's doing so on, but I'm...
Got your eye print and they're using your PayPal to go and spend everything. Like, we can see this happening. It's coming for sure.
They're not going to get your credit card details at this stage anyway, but I mean, if they eventually do, which I think they'll do when you have to pay for visas, but you know, I just got this thing that I believe that, you know, with technology, it's really good. I mean, I love the technology. No matter what me and you say or the travellers say anywhere in the world, we're not going to be able to stop it.
Yeah.
All the governments have agreed to it. They're going to abide by it. Hopefully it'll be stored into the cloud. My concern is something which I'll just go a little bit further on that. If something happens in Germany and they store your information, they share it with France, if you're going to sue them, who are you going to sue? Can you sue a federal government? You can do that against Telstra, Optus and Qantas, but how are you going to sue these people if there's nobody to really sue? Because you can't sue the Commonwealth of the Government of Australia, basically. So I'm a bit concerned about that part. But again, in default, yep, you've got to get the EES into Europe. It all's done when you physically arrive. The second one in summary is the one, the ETIAS. That's the end of 2026. It's a visa to enter Europeans 29 countries. And the third one is the United Kingdom. Don't forget, you need to get an ETA to enter United Kingdom, England. So that's really important. So you've got three that you have to look at.
And just, I have a question for you from Mark at Morphett Vale,
sure,
in just a moment. But also the eye print thing, is this new? Has it ever been done before?
Yes, you have done that before. In fact, America, Canada do it all the time.
All right.
I've been doing it for years. So, yeah, and also you'll find China's doing that. Now, China's actually even more advanced than what they're doing in Europe, because they'll actually get you when you check in, for example, at the train station in Shanghai Airport and going on a train down to the city, they've actually got you on file. Not only have they done what I've just said, they've also got you on the video camera and they do all that stuff. It's quite amazing. They're more advanced than most Western countries is China. And a lot of that technology is coming out from Korea and from China. So you'll find even more advanced. I just think this is the start of, shall I say, Big Brother. It's sort of always been there. But, I mean, what can you do to change it? You really can't do much. They want to share this information, Joe, worldwide. And your ATIA, or the old-fashioned after-accredited travel agent, can actually feed you through and send you. The most important part is the correct links when the visas are required. Mm. There's a lot of scam links out there at the moment, Joe. You've got to be so, so careful. So make sure your ATIA-accredited travel agent gives you the right links. Don't just go to Google and tap something, because sometimes it's going to...
That's how you get scammed, for sure. They're going to take your eye print and create another version of you and take all your stuff. In fact, that goes to Mark from Morphett Vale, who said, is there a website to check which visas you need?
You can go through smarttraveller.com and make sure it is the correct smarttraveller.com. Make sure it finishes off with this government GOV at the end. Go to that one if you want to know about your linkages. They've got most of the linkages. And if you hit the fan, go to your registered licensed travel agent to make sure. But don't do anything beyond Smart Traveller or your travel agent. The scams that I've seen for ESTAs, the Visas for America, are brilliant. They're coming out of Russia, they're coming out of the Ukraine, they're coming out of China, and they're brilliant. And they even say the word ESTA, Homeland Security Visa, and they're not legit.
No.
So be very, very careful, ladies and gentlemen.
Because what they can do is just change the letter O in anything for a zero, and it looks very much like O, but it's a completely different website. I've seen that done as well. Max, great.
I think the best one I've seen, just to finish off, is the one Qantas have got going at the moment as well. It actually says Q-U-A-N-T-A-S, and then it says .admin, and then it's fake. It is not correct. And they keep it, they get it up there on a Tuesday, for example, Joe, and on a Wednesday it's gone.
Yep. They're very, very clever, these people. I mean, that's how they are making their living. Max Najjar from Access Travel, always good to speak with you. Thank you.